Hello everyone, it's your favorite person, Seashell, here. In today's topic, I really wanted to get into why I am becoming a life influencer. So for a long time in my life, I have always known that I wanted to be like a peacemaker in my family, in at work, through my friendships, every piece of my life, everywhere in my life where people are involved. I always act as that peacemaker, that person in the middle that just brings people together, connects us all, and have a real good conversation about whatever the conflict is or whatever the issues are that are arising. I can bring all of us together, and I'll hear one side of the story, and I say, hey, everybody, pay attention. Listen to this one side. Then I hear the other side. And then we meet in the middle, and we gain common ground, and we end up working and doing some marvelous things together. Like, I've always been that way. At my job, I've been a leader, and in my leadership, like, I'm a very good conflict resolver. I have very good conflict resolution skills because I'm able to do that effectively with people, you know, listening in and giving people direction on how to resolve their conflicts, because I am just so driven by having peace. I realize not everybody is like this, and I realize that sometimes it does not make people feel good to have somebody always wanting peace, because some people actually like to be without peace, and that is something that's going on within themselves internally. It could be the way they grew up. It could be that their parents or the household that they grew up in was always chaotic, and they just feel comfort when there's chaos going on. And so I understand that, you know, sometimes our world is just not going to be completely peaceful. But in the areas and the ways where we can work together and we can make things better and help people's lives get better who want to be helped. That's what I'm doing this for. I want to reach individuals who just don't quite know what to do or have the skill set that they need to fix the issues that are plaguing them, but they really have a true heart's desire to just be better. And you might know somebody who is like that, or you might be the person who is like that, where your life is in such turmoil and you have so many things going on that even when you're in the midst of other people, you're dragging them down. Like, your energy is so low and it's dragging other people down, and people don't like being around you hardly, because every time they come around and they try to talk to you about something else, you're constantly living in the past, or you're constantly holding on to something that everybody else has moved on from. If you're that person, I am so dedicated to helping you out, or if you know who that person is, forward this on to them, because this is my purpose. This is why I really want to do this. I believe that when people start working on themselves internally and they unleash that true happiness within themselves, they become so happy that they stop making everyone else around them miserable. And then they can feel better again because people want to be around them. Their energy is high. And life is just back on track. And so I merely just want to help people tap into that happiness within themselves, turn that focus on themselves, and really focus on improving themselves. Because a lot of times, some people who are controlling and they want to tell everybody else what to do to fix their lives, they're doing that not realizing that they need to turn their focus on themselves and fix their own lives. If they fix their own lives, they probably wouldn't even be worried about anybody else's life. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I do. And so I have been able to do this after so many years of just struggling with low self-esteem, low confidence, lack of control within my life and with everything that I do. Like, I realized that part of my problem was that I was waiting on somebody to come and assist me in everything. Like, I just wanted to sit there and see something, you know, let people see something happen, and then somebody just come and speak up on my behalf and try to fix the problem for me. When really, we all have the tools and the skills within ourselves to fix these things ourselves. Like, you have to open up your own mouth and take care of yourself and speak up for yourself. When you don't do that, then you cause yourself issues and you cause yourself to be very unhappy. And so I've been able to tap into that and understand that within myself, that all I had to do was start focusing on what is making me so upset. Like, I'll give you an example, something really, really, really insignificant. This happened to me a few weeks ago. I was asked to do a video presentation and just give people some encouragement and some help, just to help people focus on, just some inspiration. That's pretty much what I was asked to do. And it was just a quick little 1 or 2 minute video. So I worked on this thing, and the first video that I made, it was all wrong. But I felt really good about it. Like, the voice, the things that I said, everything that I said was extremely relevant. But, like, you know, I was trying to hurry up and get the video back in. And there were some things that they had asked me to put in the video. And I thought I covered everything, and I just turned it in because I thought, you know, oh, the day that they want to roll this out is coming up soon, so I got to hurry up and get them something. So I produced the video, and I looked back at it after I sent it, and I was like, you know, I didn't say what they asked me to say. And I also just, like, my camera angle was wrong. My voice was kind of muffled a little bit. The lighting was off. It just was not the best video. And so I decided to reproduce the video, and the second cut of it was just so much better. It was like everything was right. I said what they needed me to say. I added my inspiration on there, and it just was the perfect video. So I turned that in. I said, hey, just get rid of the other video and use this one when you roll it out. Well, the time came for them to roll out the video, and guess what? They used the wrong video, the first one that I had sent out. So when I saw it, I was so upset. I was so upset because it just wasn't fitting what my brand is, what I want to do. You know, I had taken so much time to do that second video, and it was so much better. The quality was just a little bit off, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm so upset. So initially, at first, I was like, okay, well, just let them, it is what it is. I'm just going to let them print that. And I waited like 2 or 3 hours, and I was just stewing. And I just kept saying, it was just a feeling within myself. But I was trying to appease the people who had put the video up. You know, I was trying to appease them and not cause them to be, you know, to do a whole lot of work just to put up the second video. Like, they would have had to take the other one down and then put the other one back up and all that stuff. Well, then I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were like, why didn't you just ask them to take it down and reproduce the video on the next week? Put the correct video up. And I said to myself, I just checked within myself, and I was like, you know what? That would actually make me feel so much better if they did that. And so instead of focusing my attention on them and how, you know, what the issue would be if they had to do that, I actually took that advice and searched within myself, and it just made me feel 1,000% better. Like I said, I know this is like a very insignificant example, but it really is. It really paints the picture of me going for what makes me feel good. And it made me feel good that the work that I put into this video was not going in vain. The first one, yeah, I learned a lesson. I should have just taken my time the first time instead of trying to rush to get them a video. Once I figured out I had more time than I realized, and I went back and took time out to do the video right and professionally, the second product was so much better. And when they released the version that I didn't like, it just did not make me feel good. And it would have stayed with me for a long time, and my brand probably could have been a little tainted from that. Like, people would have been like, what the heck is she producing? What is that? So now everything's been corrected and I feel so much better. But that's the thing, like, I have to know that within myself, that when there's a conflict, when there's something that is not going the way that I want it to go, it is okay for me to make my statement known and to ask for what it is that I truly desire. Because nobody else is going to, like, they weren't going to go back and just automatically take that down and reproduce it because they realized that it was wrong. They were just going to keep it rolling and get the next person's video. And I feel so much better having spoken up for myself and actually having my diva moment to make that change happen. So if you can relate to what I'm talking about, let me know. I'm really interested in hearing what your thoughts are on this topic, but that's the main reason. Like, I actually felt like a weight was lifted off of me when I actually, shared how I was feeling about them putting up the wrong video and using the right version of my video. It made me feel so much better. So if you're currently struggling with that, this is why I share these type of short stories with you. I want you to know that what you want and desire in this world matters just as much as anybody else. And you should not have to always overlook what you want for the happiness of others. You should be happy. When you're happy, everybody else is going to be happy. That's just what it is. So let's all work on our happiness. Let's all unleash our happiness and keep working together and stay plugged in with me. Continue to follow up and hear on these podcasts. Engage with me. Share with me any topics that you want me to talk about, because that's what I'm here for. And I hope to inspire and influence your life for the better. All right. I will be posting something else soon. And again, contact me if you want to hear any other specific topic. Thank you for listening and have a great day.